Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fames, and with me today I have Dr. Tay Chee Pin, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Klang, to talk to us about wheezing in children. Now, Dr. Tay, what are the symptoms of wheezing in children and how is it caused?
Wheezing is typically caused by a narrowing of the airway, or in medical terms, we used to call it as bronchoconstrictions, which is due to the airway wall thickening and the mucus production. This can come as a result of a viral or bacterial infection, as well as exposure to allergens and excessive physical exertion. Other causes of wheezing include airway or lung structure abnormalities, inhaled foreign bodies, and chronic lung diseases. Wheezing is a wheezing sound during breathing. Sometimes the children might have shortness of breath, rapid breathing, chest tightness, and coughing.
Okay, Dr. Tay, I got a couple of more questions for you. But first, I'm going to play you your favorite song. Cool? Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. With me today is Dr. Tay Chee Pin, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Klang. He's here with me to talk about wheezing in children. Dr. Tay, is wheezing a sign of asthma or does it lead to the development of it?
Wheezing is one of the signs of asthma. However, we must remember that not every child with wheezing is asthmatic. In fact, episodic wheezing and coughing are quite common in children without asthma, especially those who are less than 3 years old. It is estimated that about one-third of the school-age children exhibit the symptoms during their first 5 years of life. I would therefore advise parents to take wheezing children for a detailed checkup in order to get a proper diagnosis. Refrain from buying over-the-counter medication as well. The likelihood of developing asthma later in the life increases if the child exhibits symptoms of upper respiratory tract infection for longer than 10 days, has a personal or family history of asthma or allergy, or has experienced multiple episodes of exacerbations with symptoms of cough and shortness of breath persist in between each episode.
Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospital. Some Fat Faves. I've got Dr. Tay Chee Pin, a consultant pediatrician from Pantai Hospital Klang. Now, Dr. Tay, how is wheezing treated?
Wheezing can be treated medically and non-medically. Medically, an inhaled short-acting beta-agonist alone or together with corticosteroid is the mainstay therapy. If this does little to control the symptoms, other medications such as leukotriene receptor antagonist or a combination of long-acting beta-agonists and corticosteroids may be required. On the other hand, wheezing is sometimes caused by allergens. Children should therefore avoid these allergic triggers with some lifestyle changes. For example, those who are allergic to dust mite should reduce contact with soft toys and carpets, as well as having their bed sheet and blanket cleaned frequently.
Thank you, Dr. Tay Chee Pin. Don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.